And if you don't let light in your mind by speaking the Word of God or reading the Word of God every day, letting light in, darkness will come in, and you'll want your way. Right side will want its way, or left side will want its way, and we won't look into the mind of Christ and see who's right. See, there's three little minds going on here, and we all want our way. Well, the Holy Spirit wants to teach us, understanding don't come from here to here. Understanding comes from the Spirit of God from here to here. Amen? So if you don't spend time daily, some time speaking the Word of God into you, you'll let light into your mind, it'll drive darkness out. That's kind of holding the shield up, like Paul said. And so if we don't keep light in our minds, then when it comes down to marriages, see, he wants his way, she wants his way, her way, she wants her way, he wants his way, and they both think out of opposite sides of the brain. Well, if you're a Christian, you come into the Word of God and you find out. And whatever the mind of Christ says, the both minds have to agree with the mind of Christ. So some of you may have to say, I was wrong. Men have a big problem with this. You know, you see men when they forgive the wife, I forgive you, honey. But in here they're thinking, dang her. You can't think that way, saints. That's why we have a Holy Spirit called the anointing that wants to teach you all things. A lot of people go through deliverance. Listen now. And we never get to the point where we renew our minds. We're transformed by the Word of God. That's the key. If you don't think differently, you see, then you're going to think the old way. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. And so the wonderful Holy Spirit, now we don't worship the Spirit. When you were praising God this morning, the Holy Spirit was helping you do that. I don't know if you know that or not, but the Holy Spirit was helping you to raise your hand. Some people go, I wasn't raised this way. The Holy Spirit will help you get into praise and worshiping God. Now, when you're finished doing that, you usually will start saying, thank you, Jesus. That means the Spirit has helped you worship and praise God, so you're drawing the attention to who you're supposed to, who the Spirit God wants you to draw attention to, which is Jesus. So we don't worship the Holy Spirit, but we got to know that we have the Holy Spirit in us that we can rely on to help us, teach us, and counsel us. And I'm telling you, saints, marriages today are all being broken up because left side thinking and right side thinking. And no one goes to the Word of God to find out who's right. And I guarantee you, most of the time, you'll find out both are wrong. Because God has you approach something differently from the mind of Christ. So there's instructions in the Word of God about what a husband should do and a wife should do. And the wonderful Holy Spirit is in us to help us. You know, most people, if you don't get light in your mind, it's very hard to look in the Word of God to find out you're wrong. Because you probably know you're wrong before you look in there. And you don't need God to tell you you're wrong. Yes, you do. Because when he tells you you're wrong, he gives you directions from the Word of God, what to say and what to do. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. Amen? So we're going to look at today how important it is to have light in your mind. If you don't have light in your mind, darkness will come in. That's the reason why people think of suicide. That's the reason why people think of bitterness and anger and unforgiveness. That's all darkness. And if you don't get light in your mind, darkness will come in and you'll be thinking of darkness, from darkness, rather than from light. So the Word of God helps us, instructs us what we are to do to get rid of darkness in our minds, to get rid of bitterness and hate and argumentative things and left side and right side and so on and so forth. If you are single, you got to have light in your mind. Because if you're single, you're going to want a husband and you're going to make a decision when you're all revved up about a husband, about a man, about going to bed, and you'll make the wrong decision. So the important thing, saints, is if you're going to serve God, You got to keep light in your mind. If you're going to have a successful business, you're going to have light in your mind. If you're going to have a successful marriage, you're going to have light in your mind. Remember now, understanding doesn't come from here to here. It comes from the Holy Spirit within you to hear, and your mind is the doorway to the Spirit. If you don't have light in there, the Spirit of truth or light cannot speak to darkness. It cannot overcome it because the mind is empty against God, so you must take authority and bring light in there to keep in your mind. You see what I'm trying to say? So we're going to look at some scriptures here. Say, light is the absence of darkness. If you turned out all these lights in here, it'd get kind of dark in here. You turn off the Word of God in your mind because of you just don't want to do it God's way, darkness will come in. That's why you saw, that's what happened to Cleftdollar. He lost it. Darkness came in. I don't know if he didn't pray that day or did pray that day or whatever. It can happen to anybody. That's the reason why you see people lose their temper. People get mad at one another, get mad at their children. That's why you see so many parents today beating their children, raping their children, killing their children, because their minds are full of darkness. And I'm not talking about the body of Christ. The body of Christ should be way above this. We should have light in our minds. We should be able to give instructions from the light in our minds rather than darkness. In other words, if someone's gone through a divorce, God will forgive that. But if darkness is still in that individual's mind and you go to that individual and you're having trouble in your marriage, that person's going to give you instructions from darkness, not light. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Turn, if you would, Jerry, to Matthew 5. Matthew 5. 14-16. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. We can talk about this as the body of Christ. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket on a lampstand. It gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works, not your anger, your bitterness, not your unforgiveness, but your good works, and glorify your Father in heaven. So I've got to keep light in my mind. So I go in the prayer closet this morning and I pray in tongues. And then I quote scriptures and I read a chapter or a verse and so on and so forth. Before I get into anything, I get light in my mind. Whatever I walk in that prayer closet with, I don't walk out with. Because darkness will leave if you get light in your mind. Are you listening? That's a simple thing, saints. You can't say, I understand, because understanding comes from the Spirit of God within you. Your responsibility is to get light in your mind so it opens the door to the Spirit. Are you listening? And so God wants you to have light in your life. He wants you to give answers. Like this morning, we prayed for Cleftdollar, you see, and his family. Now, I know everybody here would like to take a little swing. Well, he didn't get what he was looking for, and boy, I hope he gets. See, you can't do that, saints. Now, we all may think that, but you want light to be spoken into Clef's family and church and so on and so forth. Because I'll tell you why. Listen, saints, this is so important. You will reap what you sow. That's the Word of God. That's why you see a lot of Christians in misery today. Because they're sowing from darkness and don't realize it. Hallelujah. The next place we're going to go is Proverbs 4. Proverbs 4, Jerry, starting with verse 18. These things will help you, saints, believe me. If you'll just do it, it's a very simple thing. Just get light in your mind. Just spend some time in the Word of God reading. I'm not talking 4 or 5 hours. The power of the Word of God is so important. It'll happen as the minute you put your eyes on it, you have now opened the door to the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, to teach you. Do you understand what I'm saying? He don't play around with darkness. If the mind makes a decision to play around with darkness, you ain't going to have the help of the Holy Spirit. So we are in 18, Proverbs 4, starting with verse 18. But the path of the just is like the shining sun that shines ever brighter into the perfect day. So the more, see, everybody, you ever notice you meet somebody about noontime? How you doing? I have a lousy day, man. I'm talking about Christians. I can't wait till tonight so we can get into another day. See, if you'd get light in your mind in the morning and focus on that light, you'd have a great day. You'd have a great husband. You'd have a great wife. You know what we do? We sometimes get out of bed in darkness by confessing a lot of things, conforming to the world. Not being transformed by the renewing of your mind, but conforming to the world. If your back hurts, maybe your wife done something yesterday, you're still grumbling about it. And you go to bed and you sleep and you get out of bed in the morning, still controlling, still mumbling, grumbling about it. The only way out of this, saints, is to get the light to shine, to get the Word of God into your mind. Okay, in verse 19, the way of the wicked is like darkness. They do not know what makes them stumble. You ever notice people who commit crimes and do things and they'll say, I don't know why I done that. I don't know why I did this. I don't know why I said that. Christians are the same way. If you let darkness in your mind, Paul says if you don't hold the shield up, the darts will come in. And they'll turn into missiles. It'll get big and big and big. Me and my wife have been married 55 years, so I think I have some idea how to stay married. You people out there who come to me and try to teach me and my wife how to stay married, shut up your mouth. We don't need anybody's help. We're just doing fine. Jack and Soul sitting over here saying, well, how long you been married, Jack? 62 years. He don't need your help about marriage. Hallelujah. Verse 20. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. See, if you incline your ear to his sayings, light will be in the mind. Then you've opened the door for the Holy Spirit to come in. The mind is the doorway to the Holy Spirit. It can be shut against God. It can be shut against miracles. It can be shut against tongues. Let me give you an example about something, saints. It's going on strong today. Let's say we had a beautiful altar here with curtains coming down and flashing lights and steam coming out of the floor and flashing this. Listen to what I'm saying now. Most people will go invite people to their church to see the platform. Think about it. We got a jealous God. Don't come and see what Jesus is doing. Come and see this choir, these lights. So we invite people not to come because church, the body of Christ, is supposed to be about Jesus. But if we're going to get someone to come over to our place, we'll name something else. Not what Jesus is doing, not people going out in the Spirit, not speaking in tongues or interpretation, but come and see the curtains. Come and see the lights. This is it's so neat. It's such a blessing. Where does it bless you? But that's what we'll use to get people to come to church instead of telling them, you know, Jesus is touching people over there. His love is there. His grace is there. His mercy is there. His delivering power is there. No, come and see the lights. How stupid is that? You know, it's hard for me to hold on to make sure that this is about Jesus. Everybody's got a suggestion how the church must grow. You know how it grows? You must do your part. Invite somebody. Because the ones that come to see the lights probably won't be there the following Sunday. They'll tell you, oh, that was so nice. Oh, that, you know, when I used to drink, it was the music, man. It was so loud you couldn't hear the guy next to you. Now we want to, oh, come and see. You got a jealous God. And if you promote that kind of stuff to get people to come to another church, you are wrong. You are led by darkness. We ought to be leading people to Jesus. And if you're not led by the Spirit, you'll be led by the flesh. You'll reap what you sow. Think about what you hear from people comes out of their mouth. Christian people, supposedly. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Verse 21. Do not let them depart from your eyes. You know why? That's where the light comes in. Get the word of God in you every day. Start your day with light. Not with darkness. Not being mad at your wife. Not being mad at your husband. Not being mad at your children. Not being mad at your job. Not being mad because you ain't got a raise. If you do a good job, you'll get a raise. God will promote you. All things are possible with God. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. See, if you keep light in you, saints, I'm telling you, this is what kept me out of all the stuff that I used to be in and kept me away from it. You know, last night, lately, God's been showing me visions and dreams right and left. Last night, I had a dream, and I was dealing with somebody about land. And I was looking for water on the land. And I saw this great big canvas, and I pulled it off, and there was the clearest, most beautiful water I ever saw. And I yelled to my wife, and she came over and looked at it. And the minute we looked at it, I looked off in the distance, and there was four wolves. And they couldn't come to me. They tried to, but they couldn't come to me. So I'm going to be watching for wolves who come in and try to scatter the word. They went over the knoll and never came back. But that's a warning from God to me. Watch out for the wolves. They're going to try to come. We have a hedge around us, but people can invite wolves in. See, God's already told me. See, I can't stand before God a week from now and say, you didn't tell me that, you didn't. He's going to say, you take the authority. You speak in my name. You keep light in your mind. Hallelujah. Verse 22 again. For they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. If you get darkness in your flesh, you'll get sickness in, darkness in your mind, you'll get sickness in your body. Amen? Amen? Amen. Gee, don't let me stand up here. I think the rapture come or something. So if you want to stay healed in your mind, healed in your body, let light come into your body. Let light come into your mind. Start your day with light, not darkness. The straight little key here, saints, you start with light, you've opened your mind that day for the anointing and teaching and help of, and counseling of the Holy Spirit. If you start in darkness, and a lot of people do, you'll be grumpy all day. Somebody will see you and say, you feel all right? You don't look good. Just the people's countenance, man. Everything caves in. Oh, and Christians will say, oh, I just feel great. Well, let your face know. Hell to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it springs the issues of life. What is springing out of your mind in the morning or in the afternoon? What springs out of your mind? Is it a scripture? Is it God's love? Love, joy, peace, gentleness, kindness? Or is it, dang world, I wish I could get out of here. She done this, he done that. I'm telling you, saints, if you're ever going to stay married, you got a left side and a right side. And both sides want their way. And men don't think, a woman don't think like men. So when the man says something in the family or in to his wife and the wife comes back with something else, you're going to say, what is that? Because they think different. For 55 years, man, I've been trying to figure out women, my wife, and there ain't no figuring it out. You just got to learn to flow with it. You'll never win, saints, believe me. What you got to do is go to the light, and go to the light you placed in yourself that day. My wife has this little thing that she'll hop on something, very nice now. She's very polite about everything, but she'll keep saying it until I do it. Whatever it needs to be done, whether it's fixing a hose or whatever it may be, in the morning, I start off with, I think we need to fix the hose. I'm just using that as an example now. Now, I started with light, so I'm tolerant towards that. I learned to get along with that because I started with light. If I started with darkness, I'd say, why don't you go and fix the hose? But I don't say that. Then all of a sudden, she'll say, you know something? The dog is getting a little gamey. That means it's time to give her a bath. And, of course, I had MS, and God healed me, but he never healed my smell. So I don't smell her, unless she's right in my face. So another day will go by, and she'll say, get down, you smell gamey. She'll do everything to try to get that point across. You need to wash the dog. But she never argued with me now. She'd just say little things. I say, I hear you. It's not my favorite thing to put a dog in there and be washing, and then they shake. I don't need the shower. Hallelujah. For out of it springs the issues of life. Put away from your deceitful mouth, and put perverse lips far from you. Let your eyes look straight ahead, in verse 22, and your eyelids look right before you. Ponder the path of your feet. Where are you walking? If we start with light, we'll walk in light. If we start with darkness, we'll walk in darkness. And let all your ways be established. It's only established by the word of God. It's only established by light. It ain't established by your mind. Now, I'm talking about spiritually. I'm talking about born-again Christians. I'm not talking about business people. I'm not talking about the world. And see, there's many successful people. I'm not talking about that. If you want the benefits of God, if you want the benefits of his resurrection, if you want the benefits of his mind, then you're going to have to walk in light. You're going to have to start with light. If you don't start with light, that day you haven't opened the door to the Holy Spirit. Are you listening? Verse 27. Do not turn from the right or the left. Remove your foot from evil. See, a lot of us would like to speak evil about Christians or pastors who fall in different things and so on. There's one thing about exposing a denomination who is now licensing in homosexuals, but I'm not judging the whole bunch. I'm judging the ones who are in authority have now allowed homosexuals to come in. You know, a vote for Obama is a vote for sin? Think about it. Well, turn to Matthew. I love Matthew. Turn to John 5, 8, 12. 8, 12, if you would, Jerry, please. Hallelujah. John 8:12. Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. Now listen, you want to walk in light. He's the Word. He's the light. He who follows me, you see, we're going to walk and do according to his word, not according to our mind, shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. So he's the Word. He's our teacher. He's the example. He's the one that said, it's not me that does the work, but the Father in me. If you want the Holy Spirit to do the work in you, you got to walk in light. You cannot listen to darkness that's in your mind. You must listen now. Do you know there's umpteen promises from Matthew to Revelation, and most people don't even walk in them? It's not even their language. Kingdom language is the promises of God. And there's all kinds of promises from Matthew to Revelation. There's all kinds of prophecies from Matthew to Revelation. And many have already been fulfilled. We don't even know it. Because most people are taken up with darkness. They're taken up with their anger. They're taken up with she said and he said. But Jesus is saying here, then Jesus spoke. So he's saying to us right now. This is God speaking to us now. Say, this is God speaking to me. Then Jesus spoke to them again and saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me, see, do the same thing, shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. So I want to know how to get rid of depression, oppression. I want to get rid of all these mindsets. You've got to open your mind to light. Every day, 7 days a week. You know, everybody's not called to do this, but I spend a lot of time taking dominion. See, I pray the peace of Jerusalem. I pray the blood of Jesus over Israel and their leadership and everything else. I bind Satan, principalities and powers from Palestine, from North and South Korea, from Iran and Iraq, Afghanistan and Pakistan. I pray over India. Because God said I can take dominion. I pray for all. I pray that Obama will be convicted by the Holy Ghost because he says he's a Christian. That's what he says. And convict him, Holy Spirit. I pray over the mayor. I pray over Colorado Springs. I pray over a lot of you people. I don't want to put up with nothing that comes from darkness or the devil. But you know, some people will not respond because they're in darkness. Their minds are in darkness. What you are thinking, is it what Jesus would think? Is it coming from the Word of God? Is it coming from the mind of Christ? And if the answer is no, then you got to change it. Amen? Listen, saints, very simple. The mind is the doorway to the Spirit. The Spirit walks in light. He takes from Jesus. He ministers to light. He's more light. If light isn't in the mind, the door hasn't been opened to light, you're not going to hear from God. You're going to hear about your problems. You're going to hear about your darkness. You're going to hear about your depression, your oppression. You're going to hear about all kinds of depressing things. Philippians 2:15. See, this is the Word of God speaking to us, saints, giving us direction and trying to get us to get out of darkness. Philippians 2:15. That you may become blameless and harmless children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Boy, that's going on today. Among whom you shine as lights in the world. If you'll let the light in, when someone approaches you with darkness, you'll be nice with light. You'll tell them, oh, God will take care of God. You know, you'll give them a scriptural answer. Do you give your wife a scriptural answer? Do you give your husband a scriptural answer? Do you give your children a scriptural answer? I I'm telling you, it's important, saints, that the body of Christ gets healed. And we're not going to get healed from flashing lights. We're not going to get healed from a beauty up here, you see. We're going to get healed knowing that Jesus is in that place. And where two are gathered in my name, there I am. And the Holy Spirit is going to manifest the gifts and set the captives free. The Holy Spirit's going to manifest peace and joy and compassion and healing, you see, for minds, spirits, and bodies. You know, the Holy Spirit wants to minister. But if we come to look at something like this, what the bigger churches are trying to do now, it's a bunch of hogwash. This will be on the computer, and some of you will say, I wonder what he means by hogwash. Well, go out and look at a pig. Watch how he washes himself. Huh? They roll in the muck. They roll in the swill. Hogwash! See, we try to get people to come to church based on beauty, not Jesus. Think about it, saints. We got a jealous God, and if you draw people to church based on anything else than Jesus, then you're wrong. If you go to church to receive anything but Jesus, or the gifts of the Spirit, or the fruits of the Spirit, or the light of the Word, you're wrong. You might as well sit home, eat a hot dog, and get fat. Amen? Church, you and I, are about Christ. That's why we come here. You can hear from God and Jesus at home and on the job and driving your vehicle, but the body of Christ, when it comes together, wants to hear from the head. Not looking around, wow, look at them curtains. Look at them flashing. Doesn't that steam look nice? This is so soothing. Then they go out and swear at their wives. They get from the church to the parking lot. That ain't going to soothe you. It's going to be light in your mind. It's going to be the helping of the Holy Ghost. It's going to be you willing to change your thinking from darkness to light. And stop trying to get back at one another. And wash your dog. Hallelujah. I'm glad I ain't got a cat, man. That wouldn't be much fun. Yeah. Praise God. Well, say the Holy Spirit is my helper. Is my teacher. I will start my day with light, the Word of God being placed in my mind. Nothing that day will disturb me because I will be in the light. I will be in the peace. I will be in the joy. I will be believing in the supernatural power of Jesus. See, a lot of people, you know what it is? A lot of people don't do anything. They just want God to do it. Oh, come God, don't do it. People are on milk all the time. They just don't, they're whiners, they're complainers. Left side, right side brain. And I'll tell you one thing, saints, and left side, right side ain't ever going to agree. So you need a referee. What's a referee? The mind of Christ. Amen. As a Christian. Hopefully the man will open the Bible and find that the right side's wrong. But sometimes he opens the Bible and finds out his side, he's wrong. And it's very hard, saints, to go to your wife and say, you know, hon, I was wrong. You were led by the Spirit. We'll do it your way. And you grit your teeth. You walk in the bathroom and close it and scream. You let all the steam out. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Peggy's had enough. She's leaving. No, I'm only kidding you. I'm only kidding. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, you know what darkness will do? Does anybody have bitterness? That's darkness. Resentment? That's darkness. Hatred? That's darkness. Unforgiveness? That's darkness. Violent temper? That's darkness. Anger? That's darkness. It all flows from the root of bitterness. Those. But if you start with light, there'll be no room for that. If you get into the mind of Christ, there'll be no room for that. Because then you must make a decision who you're going to agree with. Your darkness or the mind of Christ? If you agree with Christ, you're going to find the Word of God and you're going to come against that bitterness. That's not a part of my life. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. I'm blood bought. I'm washed in the blood. I'm not going to allow that in my mind. I'm going to invite light in, and I'm going to start reading the scripture, and I'm going to be transformed. You know, when Jesus was on the Mount of Transfiguration, he was changed and he glittered. When you renew your mind, you're changed into the same thing as transfiguration. You're changed. You don't think that way no more. You don't do it the world's way no more. You don't do it by your left side, right side no more. Well, hallelujah. Oh, I got 6 months of preaching here, but I'm going to do it now. I'm telling you, saints, it's a very simple thing. How do you think I've been freed from booze and drugs and MS and all the different? How do you think I've been freed and stay freed? I start my day with light every day, 7 days a week. 'The Holy Spirit is my energy.' You know why I'm telling you to say that? Because some people say, I'm going to pray today. I'm tired. I got this to do over there. You know what I found out when I get a certain age? If I'm going through the house carrying a pair of shoes, my wife wants to talk to me, I say, I'm on assignment. I got to bring them shoes and put them down, because if I stand and listen to her talk to me, I'll set them down there, and they'll be there for 2 days. So when you're on assignment, finish the assignment. That's picking up your clothes or whatever it may be. Then you go back. And when you go back, you say, what did you have to say? Oh, forget it. I don't know what it was. It wasn't important. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, we men have our own little games we play too. Praise God. And if she's real sharp, wait about an hour. If she's sharpening you in the memory thing, wait a little longer. If you don't want to listen to it, if you really want to know, then you go back and listen. Sit down and say, now what was that, hon? And when she's talking, say, help me, Jesus. Because men don't like to listen to their wives' long stories. I had a young son. Well, he's my oldest. He has our oldest son now. And he tell you a story? My God. I'd say, Jay, is this going to be a long one? That kid would go on, man. I don't know if he'd get vaccinated with a Victrola needle or something. He'd go on and on and on and on. I said to myself, someday he's going to be a good preacher. Praise God. Well, let's put something on, Jeff. Just pick something. What'd she say? Something pretty, Jeff. Oh. Pray something from Terry. Yay. Yay. Hallelujah. Now, when we're listening to this, we've got to be thinking of Jesus. There's only one beauty. I know music is beautiful. Jesus is beautiful. See, if you don't get adjusted, you know there's a wrench called an adjustable wrench? And that's what the Holy Spirit does with us. He tries to adjust us. If he gives you a big bite, you've got to be adjusted. A big bite of the Word of God. Well, I don't know what that means. You've got to be adjusted. Amen? Yeah, it's a big decision, man. Hallelujah. It's one of those long ones. Boom. Oh, okay. And the lifter of yes. My head.
You're my glory, Lord.
Yes, you are, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, we're preaching about left side, right side. That's got to do with the mind. He's the lifter of our head. How you get light in your mind? Start the day with light. I don't care if it's Lord is my shepherd. Start the day with light. You watch it change your life. You watch your attitude change and your emotions change. You watch depression go and oppression go. You watch worry go. There's some people here who worry an awful lot. I think we turn love into worry. You know, when me and my wife first started pioneering this ministry, our kids had been raised up and they were old enough now, and they were out around Springs getting drunk. Never done a thing while they're in the house. When they left the house, they were getting drunk. You know what I did? I just turned them over to God and kept on preaching. When I saw them, I never yelled at them, never swore at them, and never done nothing. If they came to the house, they never swore, and they never came to the house drinking, but they were running all over town. And people knew that. I just kept preaching about Jesus. Guess what? Today, all of them are changed. Because I gave them to who can change them. I got a son that's doing a ministry out in Rochester, New York. And he wants to come back here and work with me. And I got another son who works with us and our daughter's here and so on and so forth. By the way, Tanya, I need a haircut. No, thank you. Linda likes a cut. We just comb it with a towel. You know. Where's Tanya? Working with the kids? Oh, okay. Then I'll have to go tell her. Praise God. Wonderful daughters, man. I got one that works in my office all the time. And Tanya and Linda were on the praise team for 20-something. How many years, Linda? 21 years. See, I don't have to remind him. He knows exactly how long it's been. When you go through battles like that, you don't forget it very quickly. 21 years. And you know how I got Linda on the praise team? I had a guy who walked out on me. I said, Linda, would you do praise and worship for a couple of weeks? He said, I can handle that. Just a couple of weeks now. Oh, yeah, 21 years later. Hallelujah. Great family, but they're all in, some in business. They all own their own homes, but they didn't start out that way. I just went in the prayer closet, man, and said, God, they ain't my kids, they're yours. You know, we always brag on them when they're good and they're A's in school. They're our kids. When they mess up, it's like husband and wife. They say, take care of your kids. Well, I told God, take care of your kids. I'm going to take care of your word. You take care of your kids. All of them have changed and all come back now. And it's unbelievable what God can do in someone's life, in someone's family. Because I spoke light. I was concentrating on getting myself free. Becoming a good husband. Preaching the word of God. Being a good dad and everything else, being a good example. So I never swore, I never yelled at them, just gave them over to God. And boy, they're fantastic today. They have been for a long time now. Praise God. Amen? I want to impart light into you. Amen? If there's darkness in your head, it ain't going to stay there. Then you'll have to carry it from that point on. Hallelujah. He's walking by looking at me and I'm waving. Praise God. Anybody who needs prayer, for whatever it may be, come up here. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Are you leaving, Michael?
No, I want to be first.
Oh, you want to be first? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, saints, you can be successful. That's the key. Get light in your mind. Get light in your marriage. Get light in your kid. Get light. Get light. Get the word of God. Amen? Right, brother? Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Father God, for the power of your Holy Spirit that takes from Jesus right now and places it in these people. Let no darkness remain after they leave the front of this church. Let it all be light. Let them be encouraged. Let the anointing break the yoke of bondage. And let them be encouraged tomorrow morning, Lord, by the Holy Spirit, that he'll help them start their day with light. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Father God, I thank you, Lord, as I speak the light of Jesus into him right now, Lord. The light of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Light is power in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise you in Jesus' holy name, Lord. Light is power in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Yeah, backed up here a little bit. Hey, Father God, in the name of Jesus, light is power in Jesus' name. Power in Jesus' name. Power in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Power in Jesus' name. Power in Jesus' name. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit, Lord. Thank you, King Jesus. Thank you, King Jesus. Thank you for your presence. Oh, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I break it all off now. Power in Jesus' name. Power in Jesus' name. Power in Jesus' name. Power in Jesus' name. The power of the light in Jesus' name. Power 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 in Jesus' name. Let me see that thing there. Hallelujah. Hold it right there a minute. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Was you using that because of your knee? Is it still bothering you there? Quite a bit? Is it? Take my hand. We're going to walk by faith, okay? Let's walk down here. Hallelujah. Father God, in Jesus' name, touch that knee, Lord Jesus. Touch that knee. All things are possible, you. I release my faith on behalf of her in your name, Jesus, and I'm thanking you, Lord, for the healing anointing going into her knee right now, Lord. I'm speaking it into her knee right now. Every bit of pain must go in Jesus' name. We take dominion, Lord Jesus, in your name, power of your spirit, Lord, and speak it into my sister's life, Lord. Speak it all through her mind, Lord. I bind all that worrying, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Oh, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, I just release light. I release Jesus, the power of the Holy Spirit in her life. And I call it right now, Lord. And I speak what it is, Lord. It's power in Jesus' name. Power in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Healing power in Jesus' name. Healing power in Jesus' name. Healing power in Jesus' name. Power in Jesus' name. Healing power in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Healing power in Jesus' name. Let light fill him, Lord. From the top of his head to the soles of his feet. Fill his emotions with light. Power in Jesus' name. Power in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh-hoo. Father God, I break that off from her right now. I speak the power of Jesus' name. Power in Jesus' name. I speak light and encouragement in her, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that wisdom is going to flow into her, Lord. Ideas are going to come into her mind, Lord, by the power of the Holy Spirit, because her mind is open, is the door to the Holy Spirit. So we thank you, Holy Spirit. You're going to help her. You're going to take from Jesus and give to her understanding and wisdom, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Did I pray for you, dear? Wow. Father God, I touch your son's spine right now, Lord, and I plug up that leaking fluid in his spine. I do it in the name of Jesus. All things are possible if I believe. I believe in the resurrection power. I believe in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. I believe in your name, Lord Jesus Christ. And I release my faith right now, knowing, Lord, that that leaking fluid in his spine is stopped right now by the power of Jesus. Power of Jesus. Power of Jesus. We give you praise, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father God, in Jesus' name, I touch my sister, Lord. Oh, I thank you, Lord, for the light, Lord, in Jesus' name. The light going into her, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. How you doing, dear? Father God, in Jesus' name, I free my little sister, Lord, and her mind, her emotions, Lord. I pray over her family, Lord, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, that light, encouragement, wisdom, the anointing that breaks the yoke, Lord, is being imparted into her right now, in Jesus' name. Oh, the wonderful, blessed anointing of the Holy Spirit, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. She's being freed right now, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. She's delivered. She's freed by your power, Jesus. She's free by your love, Lord Jesus. I call it forth, your compassion, Lord. Your grace, Lord Jesus Christ. Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Power! Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Power in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. See, it's all gone, isn't it? For those who are up here. Do you feel better, brother? Huh? You, no, you, yeah. Yeah, yeah, he said, praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. How many feel better for coming up here for prayer? Yeah, see? That's why we pray for people. It ain't me. It's his power. It's his light. It's his Holy Ghost. The little lady that comes, she's in the red hair, walks, works at Walmart. She fell in, smashed her hip, and she was bleeding all through her hip. She came up for prayer and then went and sat there, and I went over to her, and I said power like I usually do into her. The blood dried up in her hip, and she went to the doctor the other day. She said she had such a peace on her. She went through the break room at Walmart, and she walked by this girl and stopped. And she went over and laid hands on her and started praying for her. And the girl started bawling. She said, I don't know why I done that. I said, power of God. She, after that, she went to the doctors. Doctor said, we don't have to operate. It's all gone. And this lady is an elderly lady. And you mess with a hip and you're getting age. But she was completely healed. Came up here and told me. She's working today or something today. Isn't she? I don't know where she's at. I can't keep track of all these people. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's Jeff's responsibility there. Hallelujah. Amen. Allergies are gone. Someone had a racing heart or something that is no longer doing that. You came in like that. There's something, a heart palpitation, whatever you call that thing. Hallelujah. And it stopped. Is it stopped? Did anybody have that and is it stopped? Some people don't dare to raise their hands. Did anybody have a little, your heart going pat a pat a pat, whatever it does? That one back there. Does it stop, Walt? Praise God. Is it stopped? I got to find out here. Did it stop? See? Power of God. He can adjust your heart. He can adjust your lungs. And most of all, he can adjust your stinking thinking. With light. Amen? Hallelujah. I won't be here next week. We're closing the office. I'm going to China. No. Hallelujah. We're closing the office for a week. We'll be back Friday and Sunday.
But I, if you was calling it, I, you know, you don't get no answer. Guess what? I'm not here. You know, a lot of people who ain't here now will come by, and they'll call me and they'll say, I came by and you wasn't there. And I say, really? Duh. You don't need me. You need Jesus. Although I'll pray with you and talk with you. But so we won't be here next week or the week after or the week after. I got to take a week off. I got to wash my dog. Huh? Yeah, if I strap his mouth, he's a chewer. Look at her arms, man. I asked if she fed her dog. You know, sometimes, Betty, you'll kind of fall asleep in a lazy boy, and I'll go do something, and I'll come back. What are you doing? I said, I've been feeding the livestock. We got a fish tank. I drop a few things in there and take the dog out and feed the dog, you know. I got the livestock all fed. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, are you blessed?
Yes.
Remember now, you got to let your face know. Father God, we thank you and we praise you for today. We thank you, Lord, that that light is so important from your word into our minds, Lord. We thank you and we praise you. The help of the Holy Spirit will help us go and give us energy to go in and get the light of the Word of God into us. And we'll give you the praise and honor, Lord Jesus Christ, because your Spirit is taking from you that light and giving it to us and getting the Word of God into our minds. We want to be people free that walk in the light, Lord, that we can impart the anointing into people's lives, impart the light into people, Lord. There's so many people hurt, so many marriages messed up, so many businesses hurt, Lord, and all kinds of different things, Lord. And we want that power of your Holy Spirit, Lord. We want to believe that all things are possible if we believe, Lord. And our belief is the Word of God. Our belief is you, Lord Jesus Christ. So we thank you and we praise you that the Holy Spirit will impart into us your power, Lord Jesus. We know it comes from the Spirit into the mind. And we know that our minds is the door to the Spirit so that we can have a renewed mind, transformed mind, so we can think from the mind of Jesus Christ in all areas. I pray for families right now, Lord. I pray for children in those families, Lord, whether they're teens, grown up, or married, Lord. I cover them with the blood of Jesus Christ. I thank you and we praise you, Lord, that we're going to see a healing power touch people's families, Lord. Even though they may be gone and married, Lord, we pray over them, Lord. I pray over, as I did give you my children years ago, Lord, and you brought them into the kingdom of God. You brought them into the anointing. You brought them into the freedom, the light, Lord, that has set them free. They have marriages and homes now, Lord, and all kinds of different things. We just give you praise and honor and glory because you are a powerful God, Lord. And we turn to you, our Father God, and ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, that these families, Lord, see changes in their children, their sons, their daughters, Lord, see changes in their finances, Lord, because, Lord, Abraham's blessings, Lord, belong to us through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So we thank you, Lord, that someday we're going to see pressed down, shaken together, and running over. We give you praise and honor and glory as we exalt and lift you up and draw all attention to you, Lord Jesus Christ, because you are the one that allows all this anointing and all this revelation of your word to come flowing forth by your Spirit. So it's in Jesus' name that we pray and give you praise. And everybody said, amen. Amen.